with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams. Two big sporting events yesterday were the Daytona 500 and the NBA All-Star Competition. Let's go to the racetrack first. President Trump was on hand at the outset of the Daytona 500 in the presidential limousine known as the Beast, and he led the drivers on two laps around the track before the green flag dropped to start the race. There was a brief rain delay. But in the end, it was William Byron who took the checkered flag, racing to his second straight Daytona 500 victory. He dodged a string of late race wrecks that had become the trademark for the Great American Race. Byron went from ninth to first in the last lap, going on to become the first back-to-back winner since Denny Hamlin in 2019-2020. And on the NBA court, it was Shaq's OGs, self-named, who won the first All-Star mini-tournament in NBA history. There were four teams, three games, and the rules were the first team to 40-point would win the game. Hometown favorite Steph Curry captured the MVP honors. This is SRN Sports. NHL, tonight is round three of the Four Nation Faceoff, also a round-robin format in place of the traditional All-Star game. It'll be Team Canada against Team Finland, and then it'll be Team Sweden against Team USA. Right now, Team USA, after two games, leads the tournament with two wins against no losses. Team Canada and Team Finland have each split a game, and Team Sweden is 0-2. In pro golf, it was the Genesis Invitational Tournament, and they played it at Torrey Pines this year. Normally, it would be at the Riviera in L.A., but due to the fires, it was in a different location. Ludvig Åberg shot 66 to edge Maverick McNealy, who shot a 64. It was Åberg who won the tournament at 12 under par by one shot. NCAA Men's Top 25 College Basketball, 9th-ranked St. John's, beat 24th-ranked Creighton. Wichita State upset 14th-ranked Memphis, 20th-ranked Michigan, a winner over Ohio State in a rout, and 25th-ranked Maryland also raced past Iowa. SRN Sports.